Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak to you this evening. My name is Bob Letourneau from Derry, New Hampshire. I am a former legislator and small businessman. I had the honor of serving in both the New Hampshire House and the New Hampshire Senate. During my time in the legislature, the issue of energy was a key issue of debate and policy development. I took a very active role in many of these debates and efforts to develop energy policy. I sponsored bills for energy projects in the North Country. Many of these issues we discussed 5 to 10 years ago, such as new energy sources and generation, we are still debating today. Given this experience, I am pleased to offer my full support for the Northern Pass. There are many reasons why the project should receive the full support of the Department of Energy and the federal agencies. Primarily, the tremendous benefit this project will bring to our state economy, both from jobs it will create and the low-cost renewable energy it will deliver. Just as important is the low impact that this development will have on our state. As proposed, this project relies on 140 miles of existing transmission rights-of-way. As a major consideration for me is that these areas where the necessary property rights have been purchased from landowners. While many here may not be happy with the decision they made, the decision was made by a past landowner. The fact is that these property rights were sold, and these rights allow for the development of electric transmission lines. In terms of environmental impacts, it is also important that these existing rights of way have already been cleared and maintained for transmission development and already have power lines on them. Another 25 miles of proposed development will take place on industrial forest land. Again, this land is held to support projects just like Northern Pass. To suggest that this proposed development should be forced into developing new rights of way is simply illogical. There's no question that the future in New Hampshire will need additional energy and powers to support the needs of our citizens. I urge the federal government to approve this proposal, and this is a proposal that is well thought out, has minimum negative impacts on our state, and will bring tremendous benefits to our state for decades to come. And again, I thank you for allowing me to speak.